Good afternoon, everyone. I wanted to take a minute and do a quick little audio boo about a follow-up to a review I'd done a little over a year ago of the Apex low-profile beanbag. I want to start using audio boo a little more for reviews. I had intended to write some reviews on my blog, but honestly, I don't really enjoy doing that. I'd much rather just talk about the gear that I use or the gear that I find essential, or even on the other side, the gear that frankly doesn't work or that I don't like. But in this case, it's a follow-up, as I said, about the Apex low-profile beanbag, which I was actually fortunate enough a little over a year ago to get a copy of, or an advanced version of it, a prototype from Travis Peltz over at Essential Photo Gear. And I commented at the time that I thought it was a really well laid out, well thought out bag. And even more so, I was really impressed with the build quality and how sturdy it seemed, even at that time. Well, here I am a little over a year later shooting this thing a lot with it. I use it an awful lot. It's been through Arizona monsoons. It's been just thrown around out in the desert to hold my camera up when I'm out either shooting something low from the ground or doing some time lapse. And if you clean it up, you know, clean all that Arizona dust off of it, you'd never know that it was anything other than a brand new bag that I had just taken out of the box. So I think that's a real testament to the quality that goes into building those and the detail that went into actually ensuring that it was a high quality product. But the other thing I wanted to talk about actually was I've sort of found a new use that is probably outside of what Travis and the folks over there had maybe ever intended, maybe not. Very possibly I'm not the only person that's ever done this with their beanbag. But after moving to Washington State, I have my home office window looks out onto our front yard that has a lot of pine trees. And so there's always just a huge number of birds out there. So what I've done, actually, I've taken the ball head off of it, turned the beanbag upside down, and using the two legs, for better lack of a better word, that would fall on either side of my car door, I'm using that to cradle my Sigma 50 to 500 millimeter lens in, and it works perfectly. I mean, it just works like it's designed for something like that, and so it's getting the benefit of shooting the birds outside of the window by sitting in my office chair. Now, I know that's not exactly the way that you think of wildlife photography, but it's been a lot of fun for something to do as I'm working throughout the day of just grabbing a quick snapshot or two of the birds out there. So, again, I can't recommend that bag enough. If you're in the market for one, I really would recommend checking them out and comparing them against anything else that's out there. I mean, definitely shop around, see what your options are, but I would absolutely not take the Apex out of the mix. You can find them over at essentialphotogear.com, or if you just Google Essential Photo Gear or Google Apex beanbags, you'll find them. I don't work for Essential Photo Gear. I don't get anything for doing a positive review. It's just, again, it's just a gear that I rely on, and it works for me. So have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.